This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win 7-4. Let's talk about Diego Costa, Derek.
Oh, come on, not again. Well, did he still want to admit how brilliant he is?
No, well, I mean, his performance at the weekend, he antagonised Tottenham from the outset, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but, oh, come on. You're not saying that. How much did he cost them? So you're getting a bully boy to play up front. I mean, you get The Rock to play up front of there, then.
The Rock. Brilliant.
Oh, come on.
Have you been watching wrestling again, Derek?
The Rock.
No, the reason I like The Rock is that he was supposed to be, I don't know whether you've read these reports. You know, Cristiano Ronaldo's finished with that tasty Israeli model he was supposed to be checked up with. Yeah. Well, the reason he's supposed to have finished with that, if he was ever with her in the first place, is that she's getting cozy with The Rock.
Oh, really?
Mm. You wouldn't
go between The Rock and a hard place. Anyway,
that's the classic after dinner joke, isn't it? If you found The Rock in bed with your missus, you'd tuck him in, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, anyway, go back to Costa. I'm sorry, I actually think he looks out of place in the Premier League. Honestly, I keep watching and thinking, am I going to be proven wrong here? And I do not see anything. But, you know, I'm in a minority of one. Getting to this game, West Ham 4-1, Chelsea 8-13. I mean, I should fight shy of Chelsea 8-13, given I fought shy of Arsenal 4-7 at QPR. But the way West Ham performed at the weekend...
That was shocking, wasn't it?
It was abysmal. And it follows not long after an equally abysmal performance at Liverpool in a 2-0 defeat. I watched that game on a Saturday afternoon and they just never tried a leg. And maybe I got it wrong when I mentioned Swansea being given a gift pass to take it easy, because surely West Ham have as well. Nothing, you know, they've got a manager who looks as though he's going at the end of the season. I'm convinced he will be gone. They're not going to go up, they're not going to go down. I've got to go for Chelsea. Sorry, I know it's short, but I've got to go for them.
Yeah, 8-13 Chelsea. They do look like they've checked out West Ham. I mean, Alex Song, who's had an incredible, or was having a wonderful season, he looked completely disinterested at the weekend. They failed to score in 5 of their last 6 Premier League matches against Chelsea as well, including the last 4 in a row. And they didn't have a single shot on target when the teams met back on Boxing Day. Chelsea 8-13. Could arguably be shorter.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a good price. You know, this Chelsea team who just need to keep winning now, don't they? And, you know, really just keep picking up points here and there. I'm going to add a little bit of value in there, despite those stats about them not scoring. I think Chelsea to win and both teams to score is the bet here. I mean, Chelsea's away form hasn't been too clever. They've kept 2 clean sheets all season away from home. One of those was at Sunderland when they drew 0-0. One of those was at Swansea when they late January when they pasted them 5-0. They scored after a minute. And some mug called Diego Costa got 2 first half goals. Lucky, I think one came off his backside. The other one was an own goal, really. But yeah, so I mean, yeah,
one of the weekend was an own goal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You're right, it was.
So I think the 8-13 is a great price. I think they will win the game. I'm going to trust West Ham to bounce back a little bit from that, because they were. I mean, how poor were they? I thought they'd be much better against Palace than they were. To bounce back, Sacco to score in the game would be the one. But I mean, just to go back over that, this is just Premier League. You know, Chelsea have conceded at Villa, Southampton, at Newcastle, they conceded 2, at Liverpool, at Man U, at Crystal Palace, at City, of course, 3 at Everton, conceded at Burnley as well. There was another clean sheet that I omitted, actually. They kept a clean sheet at Stoke with the one. The customary 2-0. So Chelsea to win and both teams to score is 5-2. And as for scorers, I do like Sacco, 23-10. And if you have a look at those special markets again, Sacco to score with a header isn't bad. Great header of the ball. 8 to score with a header is... Oh, is it not available on this one? It will be eventually. They'll put it in eventually. I think some of the Wednesday night games haven't got to the header prices. The other one that I liked was to score from outside the area. Yeah. It's not on this game, but I thought, like, how many goals does Coutinho score from outside the area, for instance?
Score, yeah.
You know, look at, and someone like Defoe as well for Sunderland. He's got a lot of games. Ericsson. You know, I think if you're looking to back someone any time, I think it's worth having a look in those other markets at the bottom there for different types of goals they can score. And as we know, West Ham have scored more headed goals than anyone in the Premier League, blah, blah, blah. So, plain and simple, For the cautious Collins, Chelsea 8-13. For the more adventurous, like me, Chelsea 5-2 with both teams scoring.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.